art can take many forms. Paintings, music, dance, and of course...
poetry.
Poetry. We are joined by our poet in residence, Kwame Alexander. Hey, Kwame.
Hey, always a pleasure to be here to talk rhythm and rhyme with you, Rachel.
And we have rhythm and rhyme to discuss, but first... congratulations! Your beautiful book, The Undefeated, was awarded a Newbery Honor and the 2020 Caldecott Medal for the Most Distinguished American Picture Book for Children, and we're so proud of you.
Thank you so much. I'm just so very proud of this book, and Kadir Nelson's illustrations are just mind-blowing. Now, Rachel, since we're talking about art, I wanted to make that our next poetry challenge, an ekphrastic poem.
I don't know what you just said.
Okay, look. Ekphrastic is a vivid description of a scene, or more commonly, a work of art.
Huh.
Yeah. Through the imaginative act of narrating and reflecting on the action of a painting or sculpture, the poet may amplify and expand its meaning.
Did you just read something? Is that an official definition?
No, I've got that in my mind. Of course I read it. Now, can you translate that?
You're just talking about a poem that is in some way responding to a piece of art, right?
Exactly. See, you get me, Rachel.
Yes, totally. All right. So our listeners are going to write ekphrastic poems. Is there a particular style or a form for these things?
No, I mean, it can be a haiku or a free verse or a rhyming poem. It really doesn't matter.
Can you give us an example?
Sure. There's this Guyanese poet in the UK. Her name is Grace Nichols. And she wrote a whole book of ekphrastic poems, poems inspired by art at the Tate Museums. So here's one she wrote inspired by Picasso's The Three Dancers. Bending, rocking, twirling to the invisible strings of a mad guitar played by a mysterious hand, oblivious to everything but the dance. Soon, soon they will take off bright and dark from the cage of a balcony into the blue beyond.
I love this. I find this whole idea really liberating. You don't have to conjure the inspiration yourself. You are allowed as the poet to respond to someone else's art. I think that's so cool. So this is the challenge for our listeners. We have got two masterpieces by two master artists, and you can choose from them. The first is called Heat Wave. It's by the Caldecott Medal-winning author of The Undefeated, who we mentioned earlier, Kadir Nelson.
And the other is one of my absolute favorite pieces of art ever, Young Woman at a Window by surrealist Salvador Dali.
So usually we just say, go off, be inspired, write your poem. This time you have an assignment. You've got to go to npr.org/paintingwithwords. And there you can take a look at both paintings and be inspired.
Your poem should be interesting and figurative. And let's cap it at 10 lines.
Okay. Check out the paintings. Write an ekphrastic poem. Did I say that right? Ekphrastic
you did.
Poem. Okay. And then send it to us. And then Kwame's going to take lines from some of your poems and create a community crowdsourced poem. Or this time, I understand you're feeling ambitious. You might even do two of them.
Oh my gosh. No pressure. No pressure. If we use your line, we will credit you online. We got some news for everyone, though.
We do, don't we? Now, in addition to connecting with us through these conversations on the radio, we are going to be on Facebook. We are starting a Facebook group called NPR Poetry with Kwame Alexander. What a good title.
It's an original title. I came up with that all by myself.
You're so creative. You're such a wordsmith. So check us out there. Connect with us there. Kwame will be there. I'll be there. Poetry will be there. Kwame Alexander, regular contributor to Morning Edition. So nice to hear your voice.
Back at you, Rachel. And to all of our listeners, enjoy painting a picture with words.